This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
There's the skip, so it's another Friday, another Patriots.com Roster Report, another big game on the horizon. The Indianapolis Colts come to town. Just another installment in the great rivalry between Tom Brady and Dan Orlovsky. but we'll talk about the minor moves Patriots have made this week here. Paul Perillo joining me, Andy Hart, and Paul, early in the week, Patriots released defensive back Philip Adams, leading many people to speculate that Devin McCourty was healthy. That may or may not be true, but a day later, the team filled that defensive back slot with Nate Jones, a former seventh-round pick of the Cowboys out of Rutgers, a veteran, 29-year-old, played with the Cowboys 04-07, Miami 08-09, Denver in 10, then Miami a little bit this year. He's a guy who's played in 101 games with 10 starts, 163 tackles, 6 sacks, 3 interceptions, 59 special team stops. So a pretty experienced Jag, if you want to term him a Jag, coming off the field. What do you make of this maneuvering? Is it simply a body-for-body switch, or is there something to be read into the health of the secondary that maybe coincided with this?
I think it's probably a little bit of both, but I'd have to lean more on the body-for-body switch. I don't think they liked what they saw of Philip Adams on Sunday in Philadelphia. I think he struggled a little bit. I think you saw Julian Edelman take his reps by the end of that game as the slot corner. Edelman had started the game as sort of a dime back in the the extra defensive backs, whereas I think by the end of the game he was really even more than just the end of the game, he was serving as the nickel back in place of Adams. So I think he had a tough day. I think he struggled a little bit. They went out and they saw Jones. That maybe they felt, as you do, Andy, that he has a little more experience and maybe could offer him a little bit, certainly on special teams. He's been a good player, a four-down player, as Belichick would call them. Ability to play on all four downs. I think they felt like this was an upgrade.
We will touch on it quickly just because we love to speculate here, but no Terrell Owens talk this week here in Foxborough Gillette Stadium, even though there were some rumblings coming out of Philadelphia with Drew Rosenhaus on the sideline. Obviously, Drew Rosenhaus had clients on both teams. DeSean Jackson, who's looking for a contract from the Eagles. Rob Gronkowski is Pro Bowl tight end, or soon to be Pro Bowl tight end, I should say, here with the Patriots. So, yeah, I wouldn't make too much of that, and I still don't think there's much of a chance at all that Terrell Owens lands in New England. So we'll move on to the injury report, which pretty soon is going to have to be 2 pages long, Paul, for the New England Patriots, because they continue to add bodies, even though just today Bill Belichick said he feels like his team is moving in the right direction and getting healthier. You wouldn't necessarily tell that by the injury report. As of yesterday, Shane Vereen and Danny Woodhead, two of the 5 running backs, were added. Limited participation with hamstring and abdomen injuries, respectively. And that adds to a whole slew of players that we've talked a lot about. I'll single out a few. Spikes and Vollmer did not practice on Thursday. Spikes was out there for a walkthrough earlier in the week as he comes back from that knee injury. Vollmer has a back and foot injury that's keeping him from practicing. More so, I think, the foot. He was seen leaving last week with a boot on his foot and has had the back injury all along while playing, so it seems like the foot injury is the new issue that's keeping him sidelined. The good news is Patrick Chung limited with that foot injury that's kept him out for a while now, since I guess it was the Giants game, and it's looking like he's going to play on Sunday. He was hopping around the locker room yesterday, almost taunting cameramen to videotape him and show him hopping into his pants and everything.
It was like that.
So I think you agree with me. You expect him to be back there. That's obviously a positive sign for the secondary.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get these guys back, it's going to help. And I think the experience that you got guys like Sterling Moore and Antoine Bolden. Antoine Molden, not Anquan Bolden. I sort of wrote about them in the paper as a joke this week. That experience that those guys got, that's going to make them better and probably more viable parts, with the sub packages moving forward. So, yeah, it'd be great to get Chung and McCourty back.
Now, do you think McCourty is as close or as likely to play this week?
I think that they may hold him out another week. I haven't seen him much. I know he was in the locker room, I want to say, on Wednesday, but declined interviews that day. I think he's probably pretty close, but I think it makes sense to hold off. With the shoulder, one hit. You know, if he reportedly it was a separated shoulder, one hit can really send you back a couple of weeks. I think you probably have enough to get by in a game like this. I know that Belichick doesn't think like that, and certainly the way he talked this week, he would really scoff at such a notion. But I think you can get by without him.
Okay, one other position I want to look at, wide receiver. A couple hamstring injuries last week. Chad Ochocinco was inactive. Taylor Price was active, but inactive as he did not play. The only player really that did not play. And I want to just get your take on that real quick. Are we going to see more of Taquan Underwood? Will we see Ochocinco back? Will we finally see Taylor Price maybe in mop-up duty, get some reps? How do you see that unfolding this week against the Colts?
Andy, throw a coin in the air and just you tell me what it comes down on and what you think.
It landed on its edge.
I mean, my guess is that you will see you will have opportunities to get all those guys involved. I don't think you're going to see any of them be a big part of the offense. I think we can
no breakout performance for Ocho or Price.
Well, again, what's a breakout performance?
Three catches? Price, sure. Stepping on the field and catching a ball.
Exactly.
For Ocho, catching more than three.
That can happen. Ocho, that could happen. I just don't think they're going to be huge parts of the offense. And I do expect Underwood to be out there, too.
Real quick, we'll go through some of the Colts injuries before this huge game between the 0-11 Colts and 8-3 Patriots. You throw the records out the window when this rivalry gets together. Dallas Clark out with a fibula injury. Peyton Manning out with a neck injury, although he's gotten some positive feedback on his recent medical checkups. Colts were also Anthony Gonzalez did not practice. Robert Mathis did not practice. They had a number of guys who missed practice this week, but probably will be closer to playing. I'll be interesting to see the Friday injury report. And Dwight Freeney did not practice on Wednesday. Jeff Saturday did not either, but both were back full participation on Thursday. Certainly the Colts don't want to see Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis miss this game because, as I dubbed it, they have four guys you worry about. That's two of them. All the other two are Reggie Wayne and Pierre Garçon.
Correct.
So this is a battle that Bill Belichick did his best to hype up this week, but I'm not sure many people really bought it. It's now a 1 o'clock game instead of the primetime 8 p.m. affair it was supposed to be, and that's probably where it deserves to be, in the middle of the day.
Can we play it at 10?
That would be
nice. That's probably where it deserves to be.
Get it out of the way on Saturday, maybe?
Yeah.
That'd be great. But that's going to do it for this week. Phillip Adams gone. Nate Jones here. Yes, that's Adams-Jones swap. If you're a friend of the Patriots.com postgame show, that's a little funny, ha-ha. Otherwise, for Paul Perl, I'm Andy Hart. And this is Katy Perry, and I love it. That's another Patriots.com roster report in the books. Peace out.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Steve Nelson. Download the podcast now.